Corey, yesterday, Coach said that all you rookies, and he included you, need to get in better shape. Did you know that when you got here?
We didn't know it was going to be like that, but it's the truth. I feel like we can always get in better shape. Even myself, I was gassed from doing a lot of traveling, trying to work out in, hotel, weight rooms and stuff like that. So it's kind of hard when you're traveling from team visits to from the combine, just running, 240s and a couple routes. Now it's time to get back into football shape.
How drastically different is college football shape at Baylor versus what you think you might need here with the Browns now?
It's not too different because, you go through off season, you go through before you start just practicing. You build your stamina, you do all that stuff. Kind of over here, you come right from getting drafted and you're thrown in the fire. And, we do a lot of traveling. It's hard.
Said that he actually kind of had some words with you yesterday about being a little gassed or whatever. Right. Can you describe, kind of how he said that or what he said?
He told me, pretty much the sky's the limit for me. He's looking for big things, in me. Just, I got to get in better shape, which, I feel the same way. I feel like I got to get in better shape. Time is going to come by me, being out there practicing hard. It's just a great experience to go through the process.
So what will you do between now and the start of training camp? Will you step it up in some way from a conditioning standpoint?
Right. So now I know what to expect. When I first got here, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how practice was going to be. No one knows, and you really have to really be in the practice to really understand. So I know what to expect now, and I'm going to be perfectly fine.
Any idea how many miles you're running out? Don't you guys keep track of that stuff?
I think so. They're easing the rookies into that, but I think we have GPS on our backs and stuff when we're running, so they can tell you a little bit.
It feels like a ton, doesn't it?
Sometimes, yesterday I did way better today. I'm getting better each and every day. Most of all, I'm catching every ball that's thrown to me. So, I'm happy with that, but I always got to get better and, got to get in better shape.
How's the tempo of the practice, like something like this, compared to Baylor?
We have fast tempo at the college level. If y'all watch Baylor, we have hurry-up offense. That's not anything different. It's just, all the stuff happens before you come in, before I came in. Like I said, a lot of traveling, just staying busy. You really don't get to, train for football. You're training for the combine, and after that, you have private workouts, but it's not a football setting.
Besides the conditioning stuff, what else has opened your eyes over these first 2 days or 3 days being here?
Just really, it's a process. You got to make sure you're in your playbook. They're not going to baby you. It's not like the college level they expect for it. They give you a script. You better know it by tomorrow. If not, you're just not going to play. And, it's just a lot, but you get paid a lot of money, and if you love the game, you really dedicate yourself, really putting in the effort and time learning that playbook.
What did you think about this weather for mid-May, and how do you think Cody handled it throwing the ball?
Cody did a great job. I'm proud of that dude. He's stepping up as a leader, as one of the rookies. He's doing a great job. The weather felt great out here. It wasn't super high. I don't know how y'all felt, but I felt good.
Not cold at all?
Corey, can you describe how you feel about the fact that Hugh Jackson shared with us that you need to get in better shape? How did you feel about that?
I didn't feel no type of way. It's the truth. I never go wrong with the truth. It's the truth. I do. A couple of us can get in better shape. It's just, we're coming in as rookies. We don't know what to expect. And, when I come back from camp and stuff, I'm being perfectly fine. If he say that then we have some problems.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank y'all. Thanks.